Hello there, this is Terry Denise, a Lansing Community College student and your host of Ripper, an LCC Connect podcast where I interview others and ask about their unique efforts and connections in, around, and beyond the community of Michigan's capital city. Hello all. Thank you for joining Terry Denise on Ripper. I am going through some stuff. I was going through some of the previous episodes, and I had mentioned that the acronym of Ripper stands for numerous things. One of those are revisings, reviews, recollections, I could even say, for the letter R. And I realized that there were some corrections I needed to make. So I am so sorry if some of the information that I put out there was all wrong. It wasn't all wrong. It was there are just a minor few details that I'll go over here in just a second. I'm going to step over to the apologies for my remarks that I've made in previous discussions here that I've had. So from the Behind the Connection that interview that I had with Dedalian, I was talking about Striper, the band, and I had mentioned how I was just amazed by this band that was so. It was more of the looking at the like the cover of in the insert of the old albums. And just staring at these creatures that had this long hair and they looked different. There was a lot of like great lighting. They had outfits and you see these like amazing looking guitars and they. Anyway, I was mentioning one of the there's the Sweet Brothers. And then I was mentioning somebody that I thought was named Matthew Fox. And then I realized that's not that person's name. Matthew Fox is an actor, and he was also on a show called Party of Five, I believe, but way back in the day. And so I confused Matthew Fox for Oz Fox. That's Ozzy Fox from the band Striper. That's who I meant. His real name is actually Richard Alfonso Martinez. And I saw the name and simultaneously I was wondering if, wait a minute, he took the stage name Oz. I wonder if that had anything to do with him like being a fan of Black Sabbath or Ozzy Osbourne. And it did because he was donned that name by other people. He got the name Oz because he can sing like Ozzy Osbourne. I had no idea. So it was really interesting finding that out. Thank you, Wikipedia. So yeah, that was one correction that I had. And then I did say something. I said contend. This was later on. This is me nitpicking myself. I said contend when I actually meant concur. One means to disagree with and one means to agree with. And I meant the agreeing remark on there. So in another episode, this is the first episode I had called Changes. And speaking of Ozzy Osbourne, that was the episode that I was reflecting upon Malcolm Jamal Warner and Ozzy Osbourne's life. And then I had mentioned on the Cosby Show that Celia Cruz had been on there for some reason. I thought in my brain that Celia Cruz had been on there. And I looked just to make sure. And I didn't see her anywhere in any of the guest starring roles on that show. Now, there had been plenty. I had mentioned Dizzy Gillespie. I believe Lena Horne was also on there. I think I was actually thinking about Sesame Street for some reason. And had, I don't know why in my brain, but I did remember seeing a lot of Celia Cruz when I was a child. And realize that I might have been confusing Sesame Street for the Cosby Show because Celia Cruz was on the Sesame Street. Most definitely, thank you so much, public television, for introducing so many greats. Cab Calloway was also on Sesame Street a lot. Or they would show a particular segment where Cab Calloway was on there. And I loved that. I appreciate Sesame Street so much for doing things like that, for introducing such a young generation to greats. There was also in the second episode the after the fourth, where I had to clean up some of my dialogue where it sounded like I was saying one thing, but I meant another. So there's at some portion where I'm talking about bands that had been on hiatus or had just retired at some point in time, and then they came back, like they're going on tour right now. It sounded like I said bands, but I just meant the one band, Acid Bath, who had actually stopped around 97. They had lost one of their founding members of that band, and just basically the band just stopped performing at all as Acid Bath at the time. But they had gotten back together recently, so nearly 25 to 30 years later, that band has gotten back together, and they have been on tour. So I had mentioned Deftones, but Deftones have been going strong, and so I don't know the way that I might have just, it might have just been the way that I was speaking, but Deftones has always been on tour as long as I've known. I saw them way back in the day, actually. Back in 2000 at Cobo Hall, when that was still a thing, when that was still a major venue that you could go to. It was one of the best shows I had seen. I went to that with some people from high school, and it was probably it still stands as one of the best shows I've ever been to. I was at such a young age where I could still crowd surf and not feel bad about people having to carry my heavy bones or anything. Much lighter at that age and much more willing to jump on others. So in a very nice way, you know, it's a very, very, everybody's working. It's an effort, crowd effort job at that point. But I remembered that, speaking of bands that, and so that concludes some of my corrections. So I apologize for some of those things if they were a little bit off kilter or just sounded totally incorrect. So yeah, that completes my review and revision of this time period. I will come back to, I'm sure, make many corrections in the future. Hopefully not too many, but take it easy. Thanks for tuning in to Ripper. You can find more about this and other LCC Connect podcasts at lccconnect.com.